Brick is a technology company that is based in Nairobi, Kenya. And the innovation that we are showcasing today, courtesy of a communication authority, is called, it's a KioKit. So basically what it is, it's a digital classroom in a box. So it is a box that comes with 40 tablets in it. It comes with a server, then it comes with content, it comes with wireless charging. And basically this product has been built to work in areas with poor infrastructure. So for example, you don't always need internet to access content, you don't need power. So it supports wireless charging. And then once fully charged, it can run for up to 8 hours without requiring power. So it's been built to work in areas where there's intermittent power, intermittent electricity, because most of the products that are in the market right now really don't cater for most of these areas, especially in Africa where power and internet is not reliable. So our team thought about it, and we thought about building a solution that is sustainable and that can enable access to education everywhere in the world.
Now, we haven't got the whole thing with us, but I know you're holding part of it. Is that right? So you've got the tablet?
Yeah. So with me, I have a tablet, and we say this tablet is ruggedized. As you can see, it's been built with a hard material. It's water resistant. It's dust proof. It doesn't break easily. You can drop it and it won't break. And these are the things that we have, our UX team has done to make them durable and usable in hardship areas.
And what's it been like being here at ITU Telecom World? You've been showcasing your product here. How's that been going for you?
It's been going very well. I've gotten a lot of interest. I mean, even in countries that I thought this might not be useful to them, they've come to me and they've said this is something that they'd really want to implement. Yeah, people have come to me and they've told me once they get back to their countries, they want us to already start discussions to accelerate this. Because there's also a lot of countries that have tried digital education programs, but they haven't worked because they didn't have the right devices and solutions. So most of the people that have seen this really appreciate it, and they think it's fantastic innovation that they would like to innovate in their countries.
What are the kind of challenges that you faced in terms of the business development of this product?
We are scaling very fast, and right now the biggest challenge is meeting the demand. Then price point. It's not very expensive, but some of our target market, like the low-income schools, really can afford, because this goes for about $5,000, a full box with 40 tablets. Most of the schools that need this actually can't afford. So, you know, they have to look for donors, and you know, it takes time for them to finally make a purchase. I would say those are the two main challenges so far.
And Brick won an award recently for ITU Award. I wanted to find out, has that made any difference to you? Has it helped you in terms of your sales pitch, in terms of your credibility?
Yes, definitely. I mean, as I said, we are from Nairobi, Kenya. You know, most technologies like this, people expect them to come from, you know, the bigger countries. So it's given us a lot of recognition.
Because you're here basically being hosted by the Kenyan government here, at the Kenyan Pavilion. And so that's very much helped you as well to showcase your products, I guess.
Yes, because as you know, Kenya is, I think it is a number one innovation center in Africa. So we are also happy that our government is promoting that. Apart from being known for athletics, we are also really good innovators.